And that speech also addressed LGBTQ rights. The governor called for expanding the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to include protection for LGBTQ people across Michigan. Here now is Aaron Knott, the interim executive director of Equality Michigan. Aaron, how did you feel in that moment when you heard the governor call for that change?
I was very excited. Once again, Governor Whitmer is leading by example and doing everything in her power to protect Michigan's LGBT community members from discrimination.
Now, when she made that call to expand the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act, Democratic lawmakers jumped to their feet. They gave her a standing ovation, and Republicans stayed in their seats. And after the speech, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey spoke here on Michigan Radio, and when he was asked about that Elliot Larson initiative, here's what he said.
The Senate does not have any plans to take up and talk about Elliot Larson. We have far more, higher level responsibilities and problems to solve. And this one, we shouldn't get caught up in the noise on it.
And House Speaker Lee Chatfield echoed that sentiment. And they're the ones that hold the power in the legislature. Do you think there is a way around this impasse?
Well, I'm hoping that we're going to break the logjam in Lansing that has left in an inclusive Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. It's languished for far too long. And, you know, both the majority leader and the speaker are out of touch with the majority of Michiganders who believe that LGBT community members deserve the same basic rights to be treated fairly and equally, just like their friends and neighbors, you know, throughout this great state.
Aaron, are you aware through your work of any GOP legislators who do support this reform?
You know, we're working hard to build bipartisan support around pro-LGBT legislation. We're working in coalition with business leaders across Michigan to build that support. We're reaching across the aisle. We recognize that this is going to be an uphill battle. But I got to say, every day, hardworking people are losing their jobs because of who they are, and that's happening right here in Michigan. Additionally, municipal and state non-discrimination protections are crucial tools in the fight for talent, tourism, and investment. We need to allow employees to bring their full and authentic selves to work to ensure the best-in-class workforce that increases productivity and economic opportunity here in Michigan.
And, of course, the governor said last night, pointed out the fact she had signed that executive director banning state government from discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Zero exemptions. Where can that go?
You know, when she offered that historic executive directive in January, a few short days later, the Michigan Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals followed suit by passing rules that protected court employees here in Michigan. And, you know, I would call on both the majority leader and the speaker to do the same thing for legislative employees. Right now, folks that work in our state legislature are the only employees that aren't protected from non-discrimination, discrimination and harassment.
Does this feel, with this governor that is seeing the need for what you've been calling for, does it feel like a new day?
You know, this has been a welcoming opportunity for all of us in Michigan that identify as part of the LGBT community. We're excited. We're standing tall with the governor. We're working hard to build a coalition. We're meeting with lawmakers. We're talking about the real stories of discrimination and harassment that impact our community disproportionately. I think that this is the opportunity right now today to pass some non-discrimination benefits that protect all Michiganders.
Aaron Knott, Equality Michigan. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank you.